Pretty excited to get back to work this week. Looking forward to one of our final two home games. We want to continue to just finish strong and reward our fans. They've been loyal to us all year, so we're just looking forward to the New York Jets. We know that we can't be fooled by their record because on defense they're playing much better than what their record is showing. So we have to continue to just work hard and get better.
When you look at the film of last Sunday, what stands out to you about the improvements with your accuracy? Why do you think that was?
I was able to make quicker decisions, get the ball out of my hands much faster. But, you know, those guys up front, they allowed me to have a clean pocket for the majority of the game. The wide receivers did a great job in our passing game and understanding the routes and what we were asking those guys to do. So everything was just clicking for us Sunday.
Of yourself now, do you ever kind of think back to where you were, you know, 8-9 weeks ago when you first got into the game? Do you kind of see certain areas where you've really can be proud of the progress you have made?
Yeah, I can be proud of the progress that I've made, but I'm more proud of the progress that this entire team has made. And as an offensive unit, you know, we've been able to, you know, protect the football, you know, not turn the ball over as much as we were doing early in the year. Protect the quarterback better. We've been able to score more points and establish a run game. So I've been so proud of this offense because our coaches have challenged us, and each week we continue to just make improvements.
You talked on Sunday about kind of getting the line in a couple of plays, knowing where you're going to go with the ball right away. Is that a matter of sort of trusting what you're seeing more? Or are you getting better at reading coverages as you go along here?
I say it's more of me just trusting what I'm seeing. And I tend to think that I'm in a chess match with the defense, but, you know, in some cases that's the way it is, but in other cases I just have to play football. You know, I can't overthink things. I just have to, at the end of the day, you know, trust myself, trust my skill set, but more importantly, trust my teammates. And Sunday, and we did a great job of just executing what was asked of us to do.
What is it? I mean, you've talked a few times about, you know, trusting what you're seeing. How do you get to that point, and where do you think you were earlier that you weren't trusting yourself?
Well, you know, it's all about developing some consistency, whether it's consistency, winning games, your performance, or just your work habits. So for me, I just had to just put everything behind me and just, at the end of the day, like I always say, just play football. Because when I'm out there on the field, I have 10 other guys in that huddle with me. And, you know, those guys are trusting me, and they trust that I'm going to do my job. So I continue to trust that those guys are going to do their job. And, you know, each week you just gain more confidence and more confidence as you play. And throughout the course of the game, that happens also. You know, you start out with a great field position. And our special teams did a great job of setting us up with a great field position all game. So when you're able to start with great field position, then, you know that there are easy completions out there. It just allows you to have more confidence as the game goes on.
Put the that Atlanta start into context. It was so long ago, but you set such a high standard. Then you got hurt, and it's sort of been a grind to kind of get back to, as you mentioned, trust, confidence, and all that. I mean, how do you even begin to put into context that was your first start, and you're going to be chasing that?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Like you said, I set the bar pretty high, but at the same time, you know, there are no limits to what we're capable of doing around here. So we just have to continue to work and get to, you know, that performance that we had in that Atlanta game. You know, it wasn't just me. Our running game did a great job that day. The wide receivers did a great job. So, like I said, each week we're trying to make progress and continue to move forward. And we have 4 games left this year. We're going to make the best of them.
To what any of the other rookie quarterbacks are up to when you get some downtime? I know you got a chance to get to know those guys in the spring during the pre-draft process.
I haven't been paying much attention to them. You know, this season has been a real grind, mentally and physically. So, you know, as much time as I could spend, whether it's in the training room or, you know, watching some extra film, you know, I've been doing that. But I'm happy to see that Johnny played Sunday. I've been hearing about Blake and Derek. So, you know, it's a pretty talented class, and you know, it's one that I'm glad to be a part of.
Talk about the grind a little bit. Where are you at? I mean, some people talk about the old rookie wall, and you're kind of at that point in the season. How has it been for you?
This year's been fun for me. you know, it's been a grind, like I said, mentally and physically. But, you know, we have a group of veterans here who've been just mentoring me and telling me, you know, the little secrets to withstand and maintain your body, your health throughout the entire course of a season. So whether it's spending as much time as I can in the training room, the hot tub or the cold tub, just taking care of my body. And, you know, we have a group of guys who've set a good example for us young guys. So, you know, I've been able to remain healthy for the majority of the season, besides the ankle injury. But for the most part, I've been able to just play and been having fun on this journey.
Mental?
I would say the physical. You know, if you think about it, in college regular season just ended this past weekend. Then you have the conference championship game. So, you know, for me, my college season would be over right now. So to have to play four more games, you know, you have to be mentally and physically strong. So, like I said, our group of veterans have set the bar and set a good example for us young guys and have been telling us what to expect.
Taken such a completely different path to get to where he's at than you have. I mean, what are some of the common traits that you've been able to identify with him in terms of your makeup or your you know, because you guys seem to have a chemistry.
You know, Charles is a special guy. We have a group of guys here who, you know, not only Charles, but you talk about Adam Thielen, you know, a guy who's taking a different journey also from, you know, some of us here. But those guys have been working hard, and they're competitors, you know. They have a chip on their shoulders because they were overlooked. And those guys have been playing great football for us. Everything that we've asked those guys to do, they've been doing it, and they've just exceeded expectations. So we're going to continue to just find different ways to get those guys involved. And whether it's in a kicking game like Adam this Sunday when he blocked a punt and returned for a touchdown, or with Charles, as you can see in the Green Bay game, he was able to be physical and come up with some big catches for us. So those guys have been working hard, and the coaches have taken notice of it, and so have the teammates.